Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started.
Question. I have woken up from my brain injury, but I still cannot close my eye. I have no reason why I can't close my eye. No one's told me. What's the reason for it? Answer. Many times after someone has sustained a brain injury, actually, approximately 5% of the time, according to latest research, a person can sustain a facial nerve palsy. A palsy is paralysis or an injury. The facial nerve is a cranial nerve. In fact, it's cranial nerve 7. Everyone knows about nerves that come from our spinal cord and go to muscles in our arms and our legs and all throughout a person's body. Cranial nerves are a little more secretive. They actually come straight from our brain, from the cranial area of our body, hence the name cranial nerve. In fact, they come straight off the brain stem. The brain stem has three parts, starting highest to lowest in our body: the midbrain, the pons, and the medulla. There are a number of cranial nerves. For this instance and for this question, we are going to focus on the facial nerve. But know that when one sustains a brain injury, one can have cranial nerve damage to multiple cranial nerves. So the facial nerve actually has 5 branches. One of those branches is the temporal branch. It takes a track through the temporal bone of our skull. Someone who has a brain injury may fracture their skull and injure the facial nerve. The facial nerve then leads to the orbicularis oculi muscle. That's the muscle that controls our eyelid. So if there's an injury for whatever reason, whether it's due to fracture or some other reason from the brain injury, a person can have trouble closing their eyelids together. Now, okay, you can't close your eyelid. What's the issue? What's the problem if you can't close your eyelid? Because our eyelids are very important in protecting our eye. Think about how often someone may blink in just a minute. The eyelids and blinking help refresh our eye, help replenish the eye with tears and fluid, and also help protect the eye. If someone's eyelid were to remain open all the time, including when sleeping, it can lead to damage of the eye. So there are various ways to treat a facial nerve palsy. The number one way to treat it is, first, you need to protect the eye. The way to protect the eye is as follows. One, if you may have partial closure, then oftentimes you'll start with eye drops and eye gels, eye lubricants, many names for the same thing. These are all materials that can keep the eye moist. Someone can also wear a moisture chamber. Essentially, it's like wearing a goggle, like one would use to go swimming, over the one eye so that it stays in a moist atmosphere while you apply these eye drops and gels. Someone might have more severe damage to the facial nerve and might need some sort of surgery to help fix the eyelid so it closes. So there's two different types of common surgeries. One is called a tarsorrhaphy, and that's where a surgeon, generally an eye surgeon, ophthalmologist, will take stitches and sew the corner of the eye together to help facilitate the eyelid's closing. Another type of surgery is where a little gold weight is put into the eyelid, and this weight helps the eyelid close. It's just like if someone were to lift a 100-pound weight and they're not trained, their muscles aren't strong enough to lift that weight, they're going to drop it. So this little weight in the eyelid helps the eyelids close to help protect the eye. If there's any other sorts of damage, such as infection, corneal scratches, and such to the eye, one might need antibiotics placed into the eye, steroids placed into the eye. All these things is something that optometrists and an ophthalmologist, eye experts, will be able to diagnose and help a person with. Now, the real question is, well, that's great, but all those things seem to just be band-aids for the real issue, which is the facial nerve palsy. And yes, that is a correct observation. Again, we want to protect the eye so a person can still have good vision out of the eye. And then let's focus on the facial nerve. So when focusing on the facial nerve, there's not a whole lot of instant fixes. Just like the brain needs time to heal, the facial nerve needs time to heal. Surgeons might make sure there's no outright compression on the nerve, preventing it from healing. But the ultimate healing in most cases just requires time and waiting. One knows the most about the healing of that facial nerve within the first 3 to 6 months. Something interesting can occur when the facial nerve heals, and that's a process called synkinesis. Synkinesis is a fancy word for when a nerve regenerates and causes different actions than it did before. For example, someone may smile and that may also cause the eye to close. Most people who have a healthy facial nerve can smile and keep their eyes closed, can close their eyes. It's independent of what smiling may do. But in synkinesis, smiling could cause something else. And that's just one example. But think of any two different actions and imagine one action causing the other action. Say, sticking your tongue out, causing someone to smile. Doesn't usually go together. Now, there are other reasons that someone could have a facial nerve palsy outside of a traumatic brain injury, or could occur simultaneously when someone's had a traumatic brain injury. One such illness is called Bell's palsy, something fairly common people have heard of before. This is essentially an inflammation to the facial nerve, which can cause weakness to the eye muscle, to the face. It's like an inflammation to that nerve. Again, the biggest treatment for it is often time. Oftentimes the virus may or may not be known what's causing it. There may or may not be medication for the virus that caused it. But again, time can help. Therapy can help. So, in summary, to answer your question, you likely sustained a facial nerve palsy, and the facial nerve controls your eyelid muscles, and that's why you cannot close your eye like you used to before your injury. And you're likely receiving eye drops and wearing moisture chambers to help protect your eye. And you'll know more about how your facial nerve heals over the next 3 to 6 months. And it'll be important to continue seeing your doctors regarding this.
That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.